This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Six past the hour. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Inman. Todd, the radio god, is here. Kevin Flynn in our Fargo studios pushing buttons. Daniel down in Blaine, Minnesota, pushing buttons, answering your calls.
Blaine? They moved?
Isn't it Blaine?
Burnsville.
Burnsville. Yeah. Okay, all right. You were in Blaine at one time, I guess, but I... No, maybe you weren't. I don't know. It's all the same to me. It starts with a B.
That's where the hockey people play that tournament and stuff.
Minneapolis suburb. Leave it to some snob from Minnesota that I get mad at me. Ooh, yeah, I'm from Minnesota. You can't say Blaine when you meant Burnsville. Very sorry.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the wrong end of the metro. I don't want... You know,
I don't care.
I got Daniel's back on this one. I'm not going to let you... throw Daniel
corrected.
Into the wrong part of the metro for crying out loud.
I stand corrected. I just... Okay. Not big fan.
Gosh, of take a little direction, will you?
Need a Snickers. You know how I get. We're trying to get Tom Holman hooked up, and while we're doing that, let me finish with Shirley Dykstra. Just want a couple more minutes with her, because as we were going to the break, I was asking her about, you know, if you remember, Chad Peterson, chair of the Cass County Commission, said one of the reasons he ended up voting in favor of this is because he was told... Well, the hard push was coming from LSS, and if you have a good idea, you don't need to push hard. You only need to present the facts and let elected leaders do it. But I don't like the push hard stuff. Didn't get a chance to talk to Shirley about that. But in that push, it was, hey, here's the deal. Do it this way, and the refugees that come in will be in our system and taken care of. Otherwise, they're still going to do that. Is that accurate? I wanted to know. Here's her answer.
The individuals that we bring in have to come through the resettlement program. Still are thoroughly vetted. They're not going to be allowing people to come in that are families and friends that are outside of the resettlement program. They have to come in as refugees.
What I'm saying is that Cass County Commissioner. Chad Peterson told us some version of this. I might not have all the details ready, but one of the reasons that he voted yes is because he understood if the process plays out here and these individuals that you're requesting are allowed to come in, many of those individuals will be related to people already here, so they'll have a support system. And if you don't take them in, they're likely going to get to other places and come here anyway and not have the support they would have normally under a LSS program. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they'd be allowed to come in for years. I just don't know. We don't know what the pipeline will be. But, you know, the resettlement agencies on a national level make the determination of the allocation of cases. All we can do is, you know, get the consent and have the process in place that we have the right case managers on board and that we can provide the services that are prescribed by the federal government. And we've done that, you know, we've done that for years. And we believe that there's a welcoming community, a welcoming state, and that there are people that will be supporting individuals who are escaping war and have to show a documented fear to even get refugee status.
Yeah,
there are lots of other immigration processes outside of refugee legal, which is the legal terminology that could come under work visas or related ways that and there are allocations for those types of visa statuses as well.
But the analogy or the data point that the people selected to come here would have family connections here is not accurate. That's not something that's done, or you can guarantee. Is that what you're saying?
If they secure refugee status, they can come.
But only
if the cases are allocated and they come within the national
framework.
I got it.
Yeah. What percentage do you think, if we take 150 in 2020, what percentage of that number would be likely having some family connection to somebody here already?
Pretty likely.
A high percentage, 50% or more, or less, or what would the?
Well, the cases that we've been seeing lately are coming from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So I would say, I could go back and look at the cases and whether or not those cases have family ties. There's a chance that it's probably a lesser percent than it had been in other years.
And final question related to the follow-up. People just want to know the impact. And that conversation, I don't know why, has been challenging to try and understand. You're confident this interim study you're talking about would give us a clear picture of, average refugee impact X and average refugee contribution back X. Here's the net cost or benefit. That's a pretty easy number to ascertain.
Well, I think you'll have to look at the summary document and determine whether you think it's clear enough. It's not an easy issue to pull all of this together, because even in ELL, you've got total numbers, but the numbers of refugees are numbers that we could provide to the schools, and then you extrapolate, this is the number of students that were in the school district that had refugee status, and these are the others.
Shirley Dykeshorn, Director of Humanitarian and Senior Services for Lutheran Social Services. She did have to go after that, so we were not able to. I've got about 1% of my questions answered, but that's just how it goes. She has offered to come back once we get a chance to look at that number and assess it better. I don't know. I'm getting a million texts and calls, and I'm as frustrated as you are. I don't know, your thoughts on where you go with this. Tammy's in Burke County. I'll give you a chance to weigh in. By the way, Tom Homan is going to join us. We told you Tom Homan, of course, former ICE director, police officer, one of our favorite Fox News contributors, because in the soundbite kind of mentality they allow in the Fox News cable world, you actually, learn something in 90 seconds. So we're going to get a chance to talk to him for a whole 8 minutes, but he's going to be joining us here after the break here, so about 20 after. Tammy, in Burke County, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call, Scott. I wanted to ask Shirley about the ones that are already here that are integrated in the system. I would like to see them work more with them, so if they do have family members that are coming over, they're worked into the system, but stay with that family, and then the state can help that family integrate the new ones that are coming in. But they would go and stay with the families that are already here, but the families that are here have to be integrated enough to be able to afford it, be familiar with our, be able to speak English, the whole nine.
Right.
Times.
One thing I suggested, Tammy, it's kind of what you're suggesting, I think. That I gave in the way of an idea, a suggestion to the head of LSS, Jessica Thompson, who's now leaving LSS to go work for Governor Burgum. And I suggested to her that they should take some of the refugees that have come here and give me their story, right? I came from the Congo.
Right.
I ended up here. I worked for this place. I ended up managing this place. Here's my family. They're speaking English. They're going to schools. They're working. Give me their story. Humanize this a little bit for us. Because when I sit here and talk about this, I feel like I'm being the most racist, creepy, angry white guy on the planet. And I'm not. That's not me.
Right.
But my point is, these people also think we're dumb and think we should just write checks and trust them.
Exactly.
And that's crazy too. Yeah.
Yep, that's the kind of way I'm looking at it. I mean, I think their heart's in the right place, but I think they're just not working hard enough with the ones that are here. And I know there's going to be cases where, like that one lady explained the other day, the lady came and she has all kinds of mental problems and stuff like that. But then, not to be crude, but then her family shouldn't be able to come until that family achieves that. You know what I'm saying? You know, until that family can achieve the necessary requirements to live here and work here, then their family can't come until that's achieved and then move on. But work with the ones that are already here to get them so they can have the family. Don't put it all on the state. I mean, we can help out a little bit, but it has to go back to the family so that it, you know, you're working for something, you're achieving something.
Well said, Tammy. Well said. I appreciate that very much. Linda Bismarck, give me your take quick. Hello, Linda. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry. I just caught the end of the Luther Social Services, but I just caught the part where she said about the kids. They know how many because of the count that they take from the kids. Well, if the Lutheran Social Services are bringing in the people, they should know how many refugees are here, and I feel that they're not helping them enough. They put it onto the system as soon as they get here. And that's where the crux lies, because helping if they have money.
And the system is us, Linda. The system is us. So if we're going to help, let's help the homeless people that are here. Let's help the veterans that are unemployed here. Let's help the folks on the reservation where unemployment's 19%.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture.
And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Our friends at Potlux have done it again. Another car I am itching to buy. You better buy it before I do. This is not a car, it's a truck. It's a Silverado LTZ. 10,000 miles on this truck. Now, these are the kind of trade-ins you want, because this is a 2017, so a couple years old, with 10,000 miles. It's like new. It's like a demo. And they sold it new at Puckett's to an owner from Castleton. It's got all the good stuff. Sharp gray graphite metal color. Heated, cooled black leather seats. Navigation, heated steering wheel. Sharp box rails. and a tonneau cover to boot. It's on the lot right now for $41,995, but if you call them today, tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind, you drive it home for $40,850. $40,850. Wow. 10,500 miles. Chevy Silverado LTZ, Sharpbourne, Pucklage, Chevy Buick, GMC. They say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main in Valley City. And North Dakota's home for Chevy, Pucklage, Bismarck, Pucklage.com. All right, our friend Tom Homan is here, and I'll never forget my first interview with this guy, who was then the deputy director, acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. White House lined up the interview for us. We chatted with him, and I heard a guy that's worked for every president since Reagan say Donald Trump is by far the best president in securing our border, and heard the details why. Meanwhile, all the national narrative was very different than that. Now, he's doing some real public service. He's a Fox News contributor out in the private sector talking about these very same things. He could be on a beach somewhere with a drink and a funny little umbrella in it, but no, he's toiling on his way to a speech in Maryland right now, talking to Yahoo in North Dakota right now because he cares. So we all need to care as much as this guy does. Tom Homan, welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So I want to ask you about a situation we've been talking about here related to refugees. Most of the conversation related today I wanted to talk to you about was the border. But, you know, the refugee situation is a parallel in the sense that, you know, folks who claim asylum at the border also have to, you know, basically say, look, I'm in peril, you know, and we have a criteria. When someone, whether they're a refugee from the Congo or a asylum seeker at the border says I'm in harm's way, how often are they, Tom?
Well, I can tell you, look at the data for the immigration courts right now. For everyone that claims asylum at the border, let's just take Central Americans, for instance, three triangle countries. 90% of them are closer to 86% of them will pass their first interview because the threshold is so low to pass that first interview. But 90% never get relief from the U.S. government because, like, if they show up in court, when they show up in court, 9 out of 10 will lose their case because they do not qualify for asylum because the threshold is much higher in court. And if you look at it, and that's just those who show up, because if we look at those that claim asylum at our border, almost half never even file a case in immigration court. Once they get released in the country, they're home free. They met their goal. So it's really not so much about escaping fear and persecution for most of them. It's more about getting to the United States. And if it was about escaping fear and persecution, that's why President Trump's idea on remain in Mexico is perfect. Because if you're escaping fear and persecution from Honduras and you're in Mexico, well, guess what? You're no longer in fear and persecution in Honduras. You should be claiming asylum in the first country you come to if it's really about fear and persecution. But again, we're finding out most of it's not.
Someone asked, can you define the difference between refugee and immigrant?
Well, immigrant's a broad term. Immigrant, you know, a refugee is an immigrant. But a refugee is someone who the United States accepts in this country as part of an agreement to the convention that these people are escaping fear and persecution and death in their home country. So the United States, you know, comes to the rescue, gives them a place to live. The problem is what's going on at the southern border right now with hundreds of thousands of Central Americans claiming asylum, and like I say, 90% end up not qualifying. They're clogging up the system. So these people from some of these nations in Africa, some of these nations that really do need our help and really are escaping death and persecution, they're tied up in the system because there's so much fraud going on sitting in front of them.
And another question for you from a listener. Congo, isn't Congo having trouble with Ebola? Ask Tom how these people get properly vetted. The Congo doesn't have a criminal database.
No, and that is a weakness in the system. Many countries that we accept refugees from, they have very little, if any, criminal database or any ways to check. I mean, the State Department actually has investigators that walk around villages trying to get information on it, but it's archaic. It's not accurate. And that's one of the weaknesses in the entire system is some refugees are going to come to this country, and we're not going to know everything about them that we should know. So your listener is right on point there. There's weaknesses in the system.
That's why the president necessarily said we need extreme vetting, right? I mean, that was his
thing. Bingo. Yeah, absolutely. President, I did this 34 years. The president is very knowledgeable on this. He's been advised very well. So this is one of the main reasons he wants extreme vetting, because he doesn't want people slip through the cracks that have slipped through the cracks over the past decades. He wants to fix this.
We have a group of religious leaders faithful folks head down to the border recently. They went to Mexico, met with the families in Juarez, Mexico, and came back and talked about how horrible it is and that we need to do more to address this humanitarian crisis. Do you believe the U.S. needs to do more? What do you say to faith leaders who say, look, Jesus said, if I'm hungry, feed me. If I'm naked, clothe me, and you're not doing enough? What do you say to that?
Well, look, from my own personal viewpoint, the United States is the most giving country in the entire world. We welcome more refugees in this country than every other country in the world combined. So we're a very giving country, but we can't take care of the entire world. So rather than religious leaders down the southern border and stirring it up down there, why don't they go to Capitol Hill and tell Capitol Hill, tell the senators and congressmen up there to change the law on the refugee rules and the asylum rules? If they want to affect change, that's where you affect change. But the law is clear. People who are escaping poverty do not qualify for asylum. Asylum is clear in the law. You're escaping fear and persecution from your home government because your race, religion, a participant in a social ethnic group or your political views. Being poor doesn't qualify for being asylum. And look, I've said this 1,000 times. I don't blame anybody that wants to be a part of the greatest country on earth. I get it. But you can't want to be a part of the greatest country on earth and not respect its laws. You can't have it both ways.
Shouldn't religious leaders advocate and come
in the right way?
Right. And shouldn't religious leaders who don't like that humanitarian crisis say, look, the cartels are winning until that border's secured. The cartels win by exploiting these people. That's why they're in the bad position. Put up the wall and we'll greatly reduce the humanitarian crisis, correct?
The wall with other enticements, that the abolished ICE, the sanctuary cities, those are running for Democratic nomination president want to do away with all immigration detention. When you offer those types of incentives, enticements, people are going to come to this country, they're going to put themselves in the hands of a criminal organization, spend their life savings to get here, to eventually get a no from our judicial system. So you're right. If the religious leaders really want to help these people and then prevent them from putting themselves in the hands of these criminal organizations, be enticed to come here. 31% of women are being raped. Children are dying. Criminal cartels are making millions of dollars a day. So the religious leaders can certainly help these people by working from the outside rather than, doing what they're doing.
Mark at Bismarck, quick shout-out for our guest, Tom Homan. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Tom, I see you on TV quite a bit, see you on Fox quite a bit. You probably need to spend more time on CNN and MSNBC to tell those poor fools over there the truth. But I just want you to know that I think you're a real American hero. And God forbid people are out there telling the American people the truth about what's going on our border. And I really appreciate your tenacity and the way you present yourself, whether it's important.
Well said. Well said, Mark. Give it to him, Tom. Keep at it. Thanks. Be safe. God bless.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tioganb.org. That's tioganb.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is now underway with its first impeachment hearing. Democratic panel chairman Gerald Nadler says,
President Trump did not merely seek to benefit from foreign interference in our elections. He directly and explicitly invited foreign interference in our elections. He used the powers of his office to try to make it happen. He sent his agents to make clear that this is what he wanted and demanded. He was willing to compromise our security and his office for personal political gain.
U.S. private sector job growth continuing to decline, it appears. It's reached a six-month low in November, according to the ADP National Employment Report. Just 67,000 new jobs created last month. That's less than half of what the experts had forecast. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Friends at Mineral Tracker are a great resource for you if you're getting, you know, maybe a call or a letter or somebody stops by and says, "Say, we're buying mineral rights and we'd like to buy your mineral rights." Well, the first question you should ask her, well, before I consider an offer, what are they worth? Right? Well, that's where Mineral Tracker comes in, because that's what they do. Mineral Tracker values these. They are experts in this. They do it for many folks. They have the famous Mineral Tracker app, where you, for $99.95 a month, manage all your minerals, have forecasts of what revenue is going to be produced by those well into the future. It works. And they also support mineral owners by assessing your minerals. 833-842-2924, or online at mineraltracker.com, mineraltracker.com. Dwayne and Mandan wanted to get in here on the refugee question, and Kevin Piper is going to join us in moments on What's on Your Mind. That's assuming Daniel gives him a call. Sorry, Dwayne, what'd you say?
Yeah, I'm a small businessman in Mania, North Dakota, and I get really annoyed by some of this here. We need to take care of our homeless people that are already here, already citizens, our vets, our people that are in trouble that are already here and need help. You know, Cass Clay voted for the unanimous your commissioners to approve this money or whatever's going on with these refugees. You know, Cass County can say, we have no more homeless people. They're all taken care of. We found them jobs. We found a place to live. They're eating regular meals. They're living in homes. When they can say that, maybe. But we need to take care of our own people first. I was in a hospital one time in Bismarck, and I left at about 3 or 4 in the morning, and I happened to be down mid Bismarck in the summer. You would be amazed at all the people scurrying from alley to alley, dark spot to dark, homeless people.
No, that's very sad. And, you know, the thing is, in a perfect world, I'd love us to see, let's commit more money, more resources, more everything to the homeless problem. And part of that you're never going to solve, because there's mental health issues in there. There's people that don't want help. There's people that want. But I think to have the resources, especially in a cold climate like ours, would be great. And I'm with you. How great would it be to say North Dakota solves homelessness, right? Put that on the cover of Time magazine. North Dakota solved homelessness. How? Well, we just put our heads together, figure this out. I think we could do that. And there are people in this state that will claim a great deal of empathy towards homeless folks, veterans that are unemployed, Native Americans right underneath our nose that need help in communities. And yet they will advocate for the expenditure of tax dollars to say, well, you know, we've got to take care of this Congo problem. Well, again, as soon as we solve our problems, then to me we take care of the Congo problem. Then we say, let's go to the border and do what we can do there until that situation is taken care of. I think you have a great point, Dwayne. I really do.
I got one more quick thing. I'm a small business owner, and one of my customers came in recently, an elderly fellow, and he was telling me about an experience that he had in Fargo, North Dakota. Him and his wife went shopping at a Walmart in the middle of town, and he was waiting at the checkout counter for his wife. He said these two big Somalian guys walked up to him, and they asked him, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "Well, I'm waiting for my wife. We're shopping." They said, "You do not shop here anymore. This is our Walmart. You shop in the Walmart south of town on the south side of Fargo." And in no uncertain terms, he felt very threatened. That's in Fargo, North Dakota.
I've been there, and late at night shopping for some sort of medicine. I've experienced something similar. I've heard it from other people as well. People joke that that's called, Little Mogadishu, that location, a crime scene is another one that I've heard it called, and that's sad. That's just flat out sad. There's an element there that are we screening? Are we dealing with this? What are the impacts on law enforcement? How many times have they been to that Walmart? I'd love to know. How many times have they been to that Walmart? Now, you know, Walmarts have shoplifters, and they have people of all colors doing all kinds of dumb things sometimes, but I bet the number's higher there. That's an impact on law enforcement. I'm sorry. And needs to be factored in. Yes, sir?
One more time. Sorry. I got to run here. I wouldn't interrupt you. But the one point I was going to make is when all these people that bring in these refugees, they're going to settle them in the community, whatever, what happens is they take over a specific part of the community and they turn it into Somalia. They turn it into this country. They turn it into where they came from. And now they talk about they don't obey our laws. They obey whatever their laws where they came from. They turn it into their country.
Right. Now, does every refugee that come over enable that kind of behavior? I mean, contribute to the society in that way? No, but some do. Some do. And also, we heard a story yesterday about a mother brought children over. The mother had the significant mental health issues, was not able to care for the kids. One of the kids was put in foster care and had some health issues. What was the number? Do you remember the call yesterday from someone that said $6 million? One person,
yeah.
Impact on social services? Again, that little girl is every bit the human being that any other girl born here in the United States is. But we have to say, okay, what can we afford? What can we do? We before we take care of other countries, but take care of our own. Anyway, appreciate the calls and comments on that. Obviously, that topic's not going away. Kevin Pfeiffer, as promised, is here. And Kevin, of course, and the team at Pfeiffer's are your go-to source for great land investment opportunities. Auctions are coming up. We're going to tell you about today on the program. And same thing on the machinery auction side. If you do the math, you'll see that again and again and again, our friends at Pfeiffer's get you more money for your machinery. So if you want more for your iron, you call Kevin and the team at Pfeiffer's first. Hello and happy Wednesday to you, Kevin.
People in office use...
What is that?
Strike at the very heart.
What do we got going on here? Can you hear me, Kevin?
My bad, sir.
Good morning.
There's Kevin.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us today on the program.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't make it in.
That's all right. Well, you know, you're a busy guy. We'll have you on the phone. Same thing. Everybody can hear you. Here's what I wanted to ask you first before we get into some of these land auctions a little bit. I don't know that anybody has a better pulse on land values and also the sentiment of our farmers and ranchers. I get a sense that I am living through unlike anything I've ever seen since my days began in North Dakota radio in 1984 in the way of the weight of the world on the shoulders of our growers and ranchers out there. You running across that too, Kevin?
Yeah, I just think, couple, the weather with, the somewhat anemic prices that we're having on the land or on the commodity prices. And, I mean, we're having, probably one of the most difficult harvest seasons we've ever had, and it's prolonged. I mean, it's going to go on for quite some time.
Yeah, it is. How are land values doing? You've been tracking that for us for a long time.
Yeah, you know, we've done about 82 land auctions since Labor Day. And surprisingly, and again, this is just kind of hard to believe, but around 90% of those 82 auctions have exceeded our expectation by around 10%. And it's a phenomenon that's hard to understand. But, you know, I think what likely is pushing those values where they are is, you know, we've had two interest rate drops here in the last 6 months. And that's a positive trend when you're starting to talk about financing the purchasing of farmland. So when the prime interest rate, which is kind of the benchmark for a lot of lending institutions, when they're lending money for people to buy land, I mean, when you see that indicator keep going down and trending down, that is a very positive thing. Now, obviously, there are other factors that play into that. Obviously, the soil productivity, the strength of that soil, how good is our crop insurance program, how good are commodity prices, but interest rates are a huge part of that equation.
Well, that's a little bit of good news. That's sort of the edge of the cloud then, right? Because as long as land values are holding, and you're saying exceeding even what you anticipate with all the data points that you have when you look at what the value would be, that's a good sign that maybe says, yes, this is one ugly, tough year, and it's been a few tough years, but it's still great North Dakota land, and you know, better times are ahead, I guess, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, whether it's Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, up in our region, if it's good to excellent land, there still is some fairly strong demand. The inventory's been steady. You know, we haven't seen a lot of fluctuations in inventory. There's probably been more sales, but they aren't necessarily big sales or maybe smaller ones, maybe a couple of quarters here and there, half section or maybe a section, but we're not seeing these huge land auctions that we saw probably the previous year or two. But again, if you have pent up demand in a certain market in a certain area, I mean, you're gonna see some of these values. We've had some, Scott. We've had some land auctions that have been double the appraised value. We've had some that have been 30 to 40% selling for above the appraised value. So I mean, those are huge numbers when you look at it. And you know, I think it does signify or reflect that maybe there is a silver lining in this ag economy right now.
I know you have auctions underway as we speak, even in Trail County, Rolette County tomorrow. Talk a little bit about what's on the docket for land, you know, opportunities from Pipers.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of really good land on the market right now. You know, obviously, we got a quarter of land being sold on the internet right now as we speak, actually. And then tomorrow, we're going to be up in Rolette. Tomorrow, we have a live auction up there, almost 1,000 acres of crop pasture, and just some phenomenal hunting land. That's Rolette County near Rolette. And we're going to be back up in Rolette again in January. And then next week, of course, we're going to be in Minot for a nice land auction. And when we get into January, we got just the probably some of the best land that we've ever sold in Clay County. We got two really good farms. We're going to be selling one over by Hitterdahl for the Burnside family. Beautiful. It's a beautiful farm, and it's actually going to be in a rotation with hog manure application, so there's a great opportunity there, whether you're a farmer or an investor. And then we're going to be out in central and western North Dakota with some really good crop and pasture land auctions in late January and February. You know, Scott, going into next year, it's the largest offering of land and equipment that we've ever had going into a new year. So I just encourage people, if they're looking at buying or selling, go to our website at pipers.com, and there is a tremendous amount of inventory there for you to look at. Some great opportunities.
Give them a call, 877-700-4099. All those incredible auctions are chronicled very nicely in that beautiful catalog they sent out. I'll send it to you free, 877-700-4099. So my Christmas wish list is what that is. You just look at it. It's good stuff. Kevin Piper, thank you very much, sir. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the line. Have a good week, Scott.
You as well. 16 before the top of the hour, and what's on your mind? The impeachment inquiry continues with lots of professors who don't like President Trump. What a surprise in the swamp.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring. Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour, brought to you by the University of Mary today. Our Lady of the Annunciation Chapel will resound with the sounds of Christmas Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This weekend at the University of Mary. A free Christmas at Mary concert. They're asking if you want to bring a gift of canned food for the Ministry on the Margins program. 100-voice concert choir under the direction of Dr. Tom Porter, singing a variety of familiar carols like Go Tell It on the Mountain, Silent Night, spectacular choral classics like Ave Maria. Oh, my gosh, is it going to be great or what? And the concert choir actually has students from 18 states as well as Manitoba. Pretty neat. The audience will enjoy the breathtaking beauty of the Our Lady of the Annunciation Chapel and the beauty and rich acoustics of the space. Nice little touch there. You'll enjoy it. Free and open to the public. Seating in the chapel is limited, so encouraged to arrive early. And that, again, is Friday and Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Sunday, 3 p.m. at the University of Mary. You'll love it. You'll love it. Get up there. You're going to enjoy it. Senator Kevin Cramer is on with Stuart Varney on Fox Business right now talking about this impeachment process and noting the irony of the president being
overseas and impeachment hearings going on. Listen.
Well, the only thing worse than having liberal law professors teaching at our universities is having them testify in front of Congress because neither one does much for America. And so you're exactly right, but what really outrages me is that here we have the president on the global stage once again, and you'll notice that Democrats have a tendency to invite him to participate in things when he's on the global stage. You might even remember the G7 was when Nancy Pelosi announced some of the impeachment proceedings. So there's no question in my mind that they are strategically trying to undermine his credibility on the global stage, and guess what? He just plows ahead anyway and does what he needs to do. But it would be a lot better if we join arms and fight for America rather than undermining our president.
Can you tell us, sir, that the Republican Party in the Senate is rock solid in rejecting impeachment?
Well, you might recall that we did have a resolution that Lindsey Graham put forward a few weeks ago condemning the House process. There are 53 Republican senators. 50 voted for that resolution. So rock solid. I think there's, you know, we're largely rock solid. I think that you can say without any doubt, unless some phenomenal revelation comes forward, and nothing has so far, that there's no way that they can get 67 votes in the Senate for impeachment, which makes the whole thing futile. And I'm not so sure that we won't get every Republican and maybe even some Democrats to vote against it, because more and more the rumblings in this place are Democrats went too far. They're now hurting their own political fortunes. So.
You know, I think we saved the best till last then.
There you go. Exactly right. Stuart Varney, I love it, on Fox Business today with our own Senator Kevin Cramer. If that isn't something, we have the Queen of the West on, ladies and gentlemen. Emily Walter is here from the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. We've been telling you about this for a few weeks now, making sure it's on your radar, and it's underway. It's going. Emily, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Nice to catch up with you again. Looking forward to seeing you. Monday, we're going to go down to Alexandria. They're doing a show in Alexandria on Sunday, and we're going to have the whole cast on as part of the show on Monday. So can hardly wait.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So if somebody hasn't been to this show, how would you describe it, Emily?
Well, it's very, very family-friendly. It was a concept that we developed 5 years ago. I can't believe we're in our fifth year now. To bring that magic of Medora, that family values out into the different states that we are traveling to with that wonderful Medora feeling. It really has grown immensely. We're now in four states, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. And we're looking to forecast about 13,000 people will see it this year, and it encourages them to come to Medora, and it also brings Medora to people that can't be there.
One of your co-stars, Bill Sorensen, told us that the best part about the show is that the Christmas spirit just soothes right through you as part of the whole thing. It gets you in the Christmas spirit.
It really does.
That's a really neat part of it, because you just really do this. I mean, this is all about Christmas, isn't it?
It is all about Christmas. There's no pretense behind that. It is a definite Christmas show. And the songs reflect that. We have an incredibly talented cast from some that have been in for many years and some new members this year. And it just really brings that wonderful message of Christmas. I heard you talking about the University of Mary concert and some of the songs that they were doing. We are doing those kind of songs as well. Go Tell It on the Mountain. You'll hear some of your favorites, Silent Night and Let There Be Peace on Earth, as well as some more modern type Christmas songs. But they all carry that message of the spirit of Christmas.
One of North Dakota's most talented individuals, Queen of the West, Emily Walter. She's just a delight. And really will make your heart sing to hear her and her fellow Magical Medora Christmas Tour performers. Tonight, it is the 4th of December, so they're in Watford City tonight. Don't miss this show at the High School Theater. Williston tomorrow night at 7:30. Granora on Friday. Saturday, Medora Old Town Theater. Two shows in Medora on Saturday, so come back on to Medora. That's kind of fun. Then the Alexandria on Sunday, Jamestown Monday, Minot, Devil's Lake, Grafton, Fargo, Henning, Grand Forks, Valley City, Wahpeton, Park Rapids, Bloomington, Page, North Dakota, and wrap up in Bismarck on the 22nd. So Medora.com or call 1-800-MEDORA-1 to get your tickets. Groups get a big discount, too. Go see it. You'll love it. Be a fun kind of company holiday party way to do it. Thanks, Emily. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You as well. Merry Christmas, folks. More after this. What's on your mind continues tomorrow. If you've been waiting to buy a hot tub, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 says now is the time. Because right now, they have a sale where over 50 hot tubs are on sale, $4,500 to $79.99. No kidding. Over 50, under $8,000 right now, with 12 months, no interest, no payments, financing. And these are all pre-owned, certified hot tubs. That's right. Plus, they come with a warranty, too. Call Ben right now. Find one that's perfect for you. 701-238-5892. Up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Check this one. Here's a Vanguard. We have one. Paid $17,000. Right now, it's $7,000. Stop by the pre-owned showroom, 601 Main Avenue West, West Fargo. Or go online to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 and see for yourself the incredible pre-owned blowout sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hurry, these deals won't last long.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.